And joining us on the programme now is Garth Brooks. Garth, it's good to speak to you again. I'm not sure you remember, but you were back on, you were on with us at the time of your previously scheduled concerts. I'm just wondering, is this a sense now coming up in September, a bit of unfinished business for you? Does it feel important like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more like having the greatest meal of your life and knowing that dessert is going to be the best part of it. So it's fun. The stadium tour is clicking at a pace we couldn't even imagine. We're averaging, you know, somewhere over 90,000 people a city. So the stadium tour is going unbelievable, but knowing that Ireland is waiting at the end of it, this is crazy. It's like, I don't know how this can get any better.
Great news for fans too, because this is being filmed and the director has sorted out his camera position. So there's more tickets going to be available for fans on Thursday. The more the merrier for you. The more you can pack in, the better, I would say.
Oh, yeah. And what I love, Greg, too, is the people that didn't get tickets, they waited in line the same amount of time as the people who did get tickets, if not longer. So it's cool that now the tickets that come available for those people who couldn't get them are going to be some of the best seats in the house. I think that's kind of justice. It's kind of fun and so happy that the people that waited now get a shot at what could end up being the best seats of the night. So we're fired up.
In terms of how you've talked about how successful these latest series of concerts has been for you, do you think there was a bit of pent-up demand too from fans, not only your fans that hadn't seen you for a while, but also the fact that, you know, people weren't able to do things that they'd like to do for a long time? Was it like the perfect storm to make these such a success?
Yeah, I think you hit right on it. I know for us, there's you can just see gratefulness in the band and crew's faces. You can see gratefulness in the people that show up at the show just to be out. Because, you know, if you think about where we truly belong, we belong together. That's why there's more than one of us down here. So getting to be able, now that the pandemic is officially into the endemic kind of stage, to be able to get out, hug people, sing along with people you don't know, but sing into music you do know, that's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, you caused a bit of an earthquake, I read, at the Tiger Stadium recently. I suppose, can we expect the same in Dublin? The fans have a role to play in that too. You'll do your bit. You just want the fans to make sure they do their bit.
Yeah, well, trust me. I have no doubt. I'll put the Irish fan up against anybody on the planet, no matter where, because they know their country music inside and out, and they definitely know Garth stuff better than Garth does. So it's fun to get to set up there and watch, and you kind of wonder who's the entertainer and who's the fan, because I just love coming and listening to you guys sing.
Is there an actual connection there with the Irish fans? Because I understand The Dance is one of your favourite songs, but if you look at, you know, on the streaming platforms, it's high, but, you know, the old reliables are there above that. And The Dance is genuinely one of your most popular songs in Ireland. I wonder, does that talk to a particular relationship you have with the fans, that they maybe get you more, a little bit more than maybe others do?
You know what? I wish I could explain it, because, I mean, you look at me, I stick out like a sore thumb there, right? It's like, you know, I'm not from there, and I don't talk like the people do there. So I don't know why they have chosen Garth music to treat the way they do. And it might be just you treat everybody this way, and I wouldn't be surprised, because your hearts are so big. But I don't know why we have been the lucky recipient of what we have in Ireland. I just know that I'm coming to enjoy it and hopefully give some love back, man. This is you can hear the smile on my face anytime we talk about Ireland.
But you genuinely have a great reputation of that connection with fans, that little touch that you have. I suspect you get as much back from that as the fans do in having those intimate moments that fans have with you from time to time.
Yeah, I can't imagine them getting as much out of it as I do. I mean, I'm the guy that comes there, and I'm the guy that has the most fun. I'm the guy that has the most memories. I'm the guy that leaves that stadium smiling the biggest. It's it is unbelievable to see these people show up, and then the crazy thing, Greg, is you're looking at it and you're going, wait a minute, the music is starting to be older than half the people that are here, and but yet they know every syllable of every word. So I can't explain it. I can just tell you, when you talk about the most fun ride of your life, this is it.
Yeah, and me personally too, you're getting new fans all the while. I'm middle-aged, maybe a little bit under middle-aged, never been to a concert in my life, and heading down to see you in September. So you're getting new fans all the while, Garth.
It's so sweet, Greg, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Spoiler alert, about two or three songs in, you're going to stop watching Garth. You're going to look at the crowd and go, okay, this is what a Garth thing is. It's the crowd. They're so much fun to watch. That's why we're bringing every camera and every smartphone we can find to capture what's about to happen.
All right, two more short questions, if you don't mind. They are short. What do you think about the way we consume music now, Garth? Because, you know, you're talking about seeing the eyes of the fans and they seeing you and being in the same place. I mean, music is about being there together. I'm a big fan of radio, of course, and radio was ever popular in Ireland, but, you know, in some areas, the streaming services are taking over a little bit. I think you might have taken a wee bit of a stance on this on the past. Does it bother you? Do you worry about our relationship with musicians and the fans and the whole radio element of that if we change too much too quick?
Well, the great thing about radio, but they won't listen to me over here, so I hope you do over there, know that radio is not in any danger of going away. This is the personal, the human connection. We can sit and ask somebody to play songs for us all day, but there's nothing that happens. But when it's delivered to us, handed to us by human beings,
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that's the difference between listening to music and hearing music. Huge difference right there. So it's for me, it's always going to be radio that's always going to be the window between the artist and the people that allow that artist to be an artist.
All right, finally, Garth, have you a message for the 9 till noon show listeners today and Donegal Northwest fans in general?
Yeah, man, anytime I'm asked, do I want to say something? Yes, thank you. thank you a million times for my life. Thank you for my children's lives, I'm going to be over there with the love of my life again, and it's great because the last time we played over there, she was singing background, and we weren't married to each other. So this is a beautiful, beautiful place that you have. We're very lucky to be on your soil, and we're going to take advantage of every second while we're over there.
Hey, we'll call it another honeymoon. Garth, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. I'll see you, brother.